Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to another radio program, sponsored by the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. By way of announcements, we have two. One is our regular worship services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight at 4 o'clock, we begin our evening worship with a prayer service. And then at 4:30, we have our evening worship services. And then secondly, this week is the week of our annual Bible Institute at the Independence Baptist Church. And so we invite you to come. We have five speakers going to be with us this week. They are Richard Reddick. He's from the Twin Brook Hills Baptist Church of Hamilton, Ohio. And Brother Parvin Hall, who's pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Cairo, Illinois. Brother Cecil Fayard, who is pastor of the Central Baptist Church in Marion, Kentucky. Brother Larry Jones, who is pastor of the Grace Memorial Baptist Church in Bartlett, Tennessee. And Brother Daryl Titus, who's pastor of the Salem Baptist Church in Willow Hill, Illinois. These are our five speakers. Our services will begin on Tuesday afternoon. We begin at and Tuesday through Saturday. Our services will begin at 12:30 in the afternoon. And then our services beginning Tuesday night all the way down through Friday night will begin at 7 o'clock. We have two speakers morning and then two speakers in the evening services. And so we invite you to come to these services, and I know that you'll receive a blessing from being here. This is one of the good times during our year when we have preachers come in and we get to meet them, and we just have a real good time of fellowship, not only around the Word of God, but with the men themselves. And so we invite you to come and share with us in this great time of fellowship. We're looking forward to it. And I know that when you come, that you will say it has been good to be in the house of the Lord. So we invite you to come to these services and know that you'll receive a blessing from being here. This morning, we would like to ask the question, who is God? Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. How would we describe God? If we were going to go to a place where there were people that did not know God, they were worshiping perhaps a stick or a meteorite that fell, or perhaps a very old tree, and we came to them with the knowledge of Jesus Christ and God, how would we describe who God is? And of course, it'd be very difficult to know where to begin, because there's so much to be said about God, and He is so all-encompassing. There's no area of our life that is not touched by God. There is no part of any kind of theology that is not touched by God. But look with me in the book of Job, in the book of Job 11, and we'll begin our reading in verse 7, and read verse 7, 8, and 9 as we think about who God is. Job chapter 11, verse 7. The Bible says, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What can thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea." Well, this is what Job wrote many, many years ago. And how can we describe God? One thing that has been a blessing to me is trying to find out who God is. And I believe it's very important today to be able to find out who God is. I know we're living in a day when people want to find out who they are. But I believe it's more important that we might find out who God is. And this much I know, nothing will so enlarge your intellect, nothing so magnify the whole soul of man than a devout, earnest, continued investigation of the great subject of the Godhead, of the deity. The most excellent study for expanding the soul is the science of Christ and Him crucified and the knowledge of the Godhead in the glorious Trinity. The proper study of the Christian, now listen, the proper study of the Christian is the Godhead, the highest science, the loftiest speculation, the mightiest philosophy which can engage the attention of the child of God is concerning who God is, concerning His nature, concerning His person, concerning what He does, concerning His very existence, and the existence of the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that will improve the mind in the contemplation of the divinity. This subject, the subject of who God is so vast that all of our thoughts are lost as we think about it. It is so deep that our pride is drowned, and we have no place to go. A lot of other subjects we can understand. We can grapple with them and learn their end. And then we can feel a kind of self-content and go on down our way with the thought, look how wise I am. But when we come to the study of who God is, we find that this is a different kind of study altogether. We cannot reach the depths. We cannot gain its heights. And there is no way that we can go around. And when we study who God is, we come to the conclusion that we are nothing, and that God is everything that there is. All that we would study about God would only reveal how little that we know about Him. Look again, the book of Job 26. And we'll begin our reading here in verse 6. And notice some of the things here concerning God and who He is. Job 26 and verse 6, the Bible said, hell is naked before Him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in His thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of His throne, and spreadeth His cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at His reproof. He divideth the sea with His power, and by His understanding He smiteth through the proud. By His Spirit He hath garnished the heavens. His hand has formed the crooked serpent. Notice in Job 26, verse 6, down through verse 13, and notice all these things that God has done. The Bible said here that He looks into hell itself. The Bible said that no destruction anywhere is hid from our God. The Bible said that God has set His throne in the north place. He has hung the earth with nothing. God makes clouds. God makes rain. God divides the sea, and with His understanding He brings down the proud. God does it all. And yet, notice the very next verse. Job 26 and verse 14, the Bible said, lo, these are parts of His ways. But how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? Notice in this verse what is being said. All the things that we can think about God are only parts of his ways. Not a whole, but a part. All the things that we can think about God, we just hear a little about him. We don't hear a lot about him because we can't understand it. Because of his whisperings, we think that is marvelous and grand and glorious. And yet the Bible said, that's not thunders of God's power. The Scripture says in many places that God by His finger does this and that. Oh, what would He do with the strength of His arm? God is very, very, very great. And as much as we would desire to see all of who God is, we could not stand to even look upon the little parts of God. You remember Moses, back in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, who desired to see God face to face. And God said, Moses, I can't let you see me face to face because you can't really stand to look upon me. But he said, Moses, here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you down in the cleft of this rock. And I'm going to put my hand over the rock, over the cleft where you are, so that you will not be able to see the front parts of me. And then I'm going to walk on by you. And as I walk by you, then I'm going to remove my hand from the cleft. And I'll let you see the hind parts of me. And this is what happened. And you know the story there is not that Moses was looking necessarily at the back of God's head or looking at the back of his legs or something like that. That's not what the story is at all. But the story means that Moses, who was a man who was near to God and close to God and loved God, obeyed God and followed God and was leading the 2 million Israelites out of the land of Egypt. This is a faithful man of God. And yet he could not stand to look upon the greatness of God's power. He just couldn't stand to look upon it. And so God said, Moses, I'll let you see some of the little parts of me. So my, as we think about God, as we look upon Him, we can only realize that we cannot understand all about God. I know that one of these days we shall see God face to face. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12 that one of these days we shall see God face to face. But I would remind you that at that time we will have a glorified body. And then even at that time we will not be able to fully look upon God and to comprehend all of His greatness and all of His might and all of His glory. We never will be able throughout all of eternity to understand everything about God. And the reason is because we're not God. He is God. And we can never reach the depths of who He shall be. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7 that we will spend an eternity learning about God and the riches of His attributes, the riches of His love and His mercy and His long-suffering, His hate, His wrath, His grace, His power, His faithfulness, His silence, His speaking, His immutability, His independence, His omnipresence, His infinity. His immutability. Oh, we shall learn and we shall learn about God throughout all eternity. How would you describe your God? That's a great question, isn't it? And know that God is God. He is on His throne. And He rules this world even now. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you once again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, especially this week as we go through our annual Bible Institute. We do invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of these messages. Thank you now for listening.